back to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Second Segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, post-Super Bowl edition. You know, it's crazy as much as the season. It's just like college football play that starts. You always, you know, you have the countdown 100 days or whatever. And now you're kind of in that no man's land. But whether it's NFL or college, there is no off days. You know, whether it's recruiting in college, transfer portal, spring ball, whether we're having a spring game. Now it's, you had all-star games, Super Bowl. I think the combine's next. Mm-hmm. And then you got free agency. And then you got the draft. Then you got off-season, like, which is, you know, mini camps or whatever. And then the season starts again. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. So there is no off switch. There is no off-season. Just a little bit of a pause.
7 months. But who's counting?
Yeah, it goes by quick, though. Because I think, you know, the idea of off-season used to be a lot different. You know, where, well, actually, it's actually a little bit of both, right? So these guys actually get a break. Like, they get to chill. Like, they don't practice as much. They got to be obligated to the NFL facility. They, like, got a lot of off time. Whereas, like, once the season ended and, like, when I played, you got to get right back to work. It was, you know, you had the as needed or mandatory, unmandatory, you know, mini camps. And, you know, you can, you know, we've seen with Aaron Rodgers, they said part of the reason how they felt like he lost the team was he didn't show up to the mandatory mini camp.
Right.
That lets you know it's optional. And he
Rescheduled my trip.
He chose to make
it refunds.
Yeah. I know. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You make $40 million. Yeah. I always remember this conversation I had with a friend of mine named Lloyd Parker. He actually played basketball at Kansas State. Do you want to hear the funny story how I met him?
Need to.
Oh man, this is funny. So, so
just assume if you ask if I want to hear the funny story.
You want to do
it? I want to hear the funny story.
And it's crazy how small the world is. And so in the off season and when I was playing, you know, you just play basketball sometimes, you know, and this is before you get back into, you know, senior trainer or whatever, getting back in the offseason, but you just, you know, run a little bit. And we used to play at this sports club. Now it's called Lifetime, but you had another name. So it'd be football, it'd be Dante Culpepper, Vikings and stuff like that. It'd be up there. And then it'd be some, like, you know, Kevin Lynch was up there where he got that work, you know, from yours truly. And it'd be some other former NBA players or college players be up there. So sometimes my dad used to go up there and run a little bit. This is when I was a little bit younger, you know, when I was in high school and he'd play. So I was continue to play. So I ended up playing in the NFL and I'm living in Charlotte. So a mutual friend from Houston introduced me to Lloyd Parker. This is Lloyd Parker. So he was just good, like a good mentor to me. He's a little bit older. And then, you know, he's like, yeah, I played at Kansas State or whatever. So I don't know if we had golfed there. We did something. We were just talking. And he asked me about, he's like, did you play in this sport? I was like, yeah, I played basketball, this and this. And he's like, man, you football players think y'all could play basketball. You know, this. And I was like, he's like, where could you go? And I just told him, he's like, oh, you must have been all right. I was like, yeah, I was okay, you know, whatever. I was like, I could hoop, you know, but Lloyd is, you know, he's a big, strong dude.
Sure.
And, you know, his dad was in the military or whatever. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, when I lived up in Minnesota, I was like, dang, you lived in Minnesota? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I used to hoop at this place called Crosstown. That's where I used to hoop, right? Mm. He's like, yeah, man, there used to be some, these Vikings in there. He was like, you know what, man, this old dude Chuck Foreman used to come in and play and thought he could hoop, right? Yo. He's like, yeah, he thought he could hoop. He's like, man, he's like, I had to show him who I was, right? He's just talking to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, man. He's like, man, this dude, he's like, he was a great running back. He tried to come in there and hoop. He's like, I tore his butt up. You know, and he wasn't saying that. He's like, you know, old, he's like him and, you know, all these old Vikings thought they could hoop with us and stuff, right? I was like, man, that's my dad. It was awkward silence. To like 5 minutes. He was like, you serious? I was like, yeah. Yeah. You know what I said? You know me after that. He's like, yeah, my name is Jay Foreman. He was like, I didn't even put two and two together. I was like, well, who the hell? I said, my name ain't George, you know, because I ain't George Foreman. He was like, oh, my bad, my bad. I was like, no, you ain't taking it back, dog. You ain't taking it back.
Just own it. This so, point.
But after that, we was cool, right? And then I remember he was coming over. I said, hey, Lloyd, I just let you know my old ass dad gonna be there. He started laughing. He's like, all right, I'll bring over some drinks or whatever. So anyways, he worked at Bank of America, right? Mm-hmm. And at that time, I forget who the big holdout was in football. And I think I was still rehabbing my ankle or knee or whatever. And we were just talking, and he was talking about this particular player. He says, listen, I know he needs to get as much money as he needs possible. But the player was talking about, you know, how much he needs to do to take care of his family and all this other stuff. He's like, that ain't nobody listening to that. Because ain't nobody in America who makes that type of money. Very small percentage. Mm. The point is, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and not showing up for a mandatory minicamp because you think you already had something planned, you make too much money not to unplan it. Sure. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Then therefore you lose your stronghold on the team. Mm. You lose your true leadership. People won't trust you. Now they'll play with you.
Mm-hmm.
They won't play for you. And there's a difference. A quarterback it's more important for guys to play for you than to play with you.
When a guy like Aaron Rodgers, with everything that he brings with him on the field and off the field, walks into that locker room, whatever locker room he's going to next after New York, how difficult is it for that team to give him a clean slate and judge him based off what he does in your facility instead of come in with these preconceptions and ideas of who he is and what he's about from his previous stops?
I think guys they'll be welcoming. You know how good he is. But I will tell you this, on the flip side, Jermaine Johnson says he's a great teammate. When he got hurt, Aaron Rodgers flew him out to see his surgeon free of charge. Mm. So he's not a bad teammate. I just think he just did something that probably he had done in the past in Green Bay, and it probably wasn't the right time. Look, everybody's job was on the line before this season. It was a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. You needed to be there. Is a 3-day minicamp in the big scheme of thing a deal breaker? No, but it also shouldn't be a part of what broke the deal.
Yeah.
So I think if he goes into, as long as you play good, listen, there's guys in there. Here's the great thing about a locker room, and here's the funny thing that people don't understand about a locker room. And this is the honest to God truth. Guys, generally, at least when I was in the locker room, which is maybe, maybe it's changed. I don't think it's changed that much. Guys don't care what you do on your own time. As long as when you're there, you handle your business and you're a good teammate and I can trust you and you're accountable. Here's an example. Just on numbers alone, if you just take the percentage of people in America, doesn't matter, you know, what their religion is, race, creed, and all that stuff, just a percentage. In a locker room of, it's expanded. So it's 53 active. Was it 10 on the practice squad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's just do 17, right? So there's 70 guys, right? Yeah. There's dudes in there that don't like white people. There's dudes in there that don't like black people. There's dudes that don't like whatever, aren't religious. So at the end of the day, when you step out on the field, you're not saying, all right, man, Austin's called cover three. Well, he's married. I ain't gonna sell out for him. The guys don't care. Where they care is if they can't trust you. And that goes for coaches as well. They don't care. And that's just saying with the coaches. The coaches got players they don't particularly care for, but you got to coach them because your job depends on it. And so does theirs. And they got to play good. Now, when you don't play good, then the personal
pops up.
Yeah,
all
yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, you know what, man? He actually is a three steps slower instead of one. But I think
at Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, all that stuff that, you know, that Aaron Rodgers does or whatever, I think guys, as long as he's a good teammate, they understand it's just difference. The locker room is just different. It is, man. I mean, you know, I remember my locker when I was in Houston, we had a punter named Chad Stanley. I used to call him shower pill because he used to take a shower pill. You know,
all right, Chad Stanley. Yeah, all right.
But
all right.
He was a punter. Yeah. I mean, so we gave him a break. But he told me, man, he's from, like, I think some Podunk, Texas. He's like, look, man, he said he had never met a black person until he got to college. Mm. That's what I said. I said, damn, really?
He's from Orr City, which is next to Lake O the Pines, not Lake of the Pines, Lake O apostrophe the Pines.
Yeah, middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like closer to Shreveport than Dallas.
Right.
Basically Louisiana.
Right. And he was country as all get out. Right. But that's the great thing about the locker room. Right. Mm. And I'm sure, obviously, you know, we were in the locker room together. We actually, you know, so, and he actually was pretty cool. Right. Weren't best of friends, but he ended up being a great teammate. He was punter there for, at least with me, for my 4 years, you know? So, I mean, that's just the great thing. That's the dynamics of the locker room. But I knew he would punt well. I knew I could trust him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'd like to think he knew he could trust me. You know what I mean? I played hard for him and played with him. I wanted the best for him.
Tackled for him.
Right. That's just that's the way. So when you think about Aaron Rodgers or whatever, and his is not even close to some of the other issues that were in locker rooms that I'd seen. You know what I mean? You know, if he's opinionated and it's probably more accepted now, because back then you couldn't say anything. If you said anything in the media that was perceived to be
questionable at best, you were gone.
Mm. Like, out of there. Mm. You're too controversial. I mean, that's just, but times have changed, right? So I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, you know, Strick was talking about the first time getting booed. I would never forget that going in that locker room, man. I would never forget that. I was like, dang, they booing? Like, I'm used to it in Nebraska. We winning all the time. You know, we lost a few games by senior year. We ain't get booed, man. We came in there. It was halftime. Dudes was coming over the entrance. Boo, get it together. You guys suck. This, and this. I'm like, damn, we down by 3 points.
That's a field goal.
We down 10-7. We just getting started. Now, but the problem was the expectations were so high. We hadn't been playing good for a couple weeks. The weather wasn't good. And we weren't playing good.
Job took a bad turn. Yeah, wife's not happy.
Yeah, all that. And
kids are acting up.
And that Labatt's blue was flowing. You know, and they'll throw beer over there. They'll hit you up.
Halftime refreshments, Jay.
Yeah, they'll get you. So I mean, it's tough, man. And sometimes that's the best thing for you. I talk about when the dude that was doing my cable. You know, it was real. I mean, I was like, dang. So people were actually watching.
Sean Alexander's another one of those Bama guys that didn't score a touchdown until Devontae Smith.
He didn't score when he broke the tackle. Almost.
Almost isn't. Did.
Almost scored almost against
is him. Different than did. You're good.
My man Rayon Hill, aka Jamie Foxx's stunt double, got him out of the one.
Thanks, Rayon.
Oh, he did, man. Oh, I thought I had him dead to rights. He used to wear these big old thigh pads. I bounced off that thing like a
horse field.
Man, literally, Austin, I came down. I was like, yeah, I'm about to blow him out the frame. Boom. The whole crowd. Boom. Oh. Yeah, yeah. I got booed another time, though.
But what's worse, the boo or the oh when you got shook? Which I'm sure didn't happen much. But
well, it's two. Now, here's the deal. Here's the worst boo. When we were playing bad and I got booed, I don't even know if I was active, so I ain't with it. Like, damn,
that's booing. Your problem,
right? I need to get me a hot dog, right? You know, then I'm like, we better come win, so I got a job next week. That one from like Sean Alexander, it was just a quick one, right? Because everybody was like, all right, we gotta get the crowd hype for goal line. Then I made a couple plays. So I was like, all right, all is good.
Back in good graces.
The worst boo is in when I was in Houston and we were playing Buffalo in my revenge game.
Hey,
15-yard taunting, crucial after a third down stop. Got me. Extend the drive. We bust cover four. Our bread and butter. Erik Moles, bang eight, touchdown. When I tell you, here's the sequence. The 15-yarder.
Who are you talking to?
Peerless Price.
Okay.
And he's my dog too.
Yeah. That's how.
Yeah. And he was wolfing because he knew I was hyped, right? And he apologized for it. He let Greg Williams hype him up too much because I was like, man, we're going to fight after the game. That's how frustrated I was. And then, so then I got mad. I got incensed mad. I got to make it up, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next one, I was tackling Travis Henry. So I went and took on a block, shed the block, about to tackle. I had Travis Henry. Well, he dipped. He's super short. You know, I'm 6'2", almost 6'3". He's like 5'8". So when I reached back to get him, I got him. It wasn't technically back then there was a horse collar. I grabbed him on the where the nameplate was. 15 penny. hey, back to back. 30 yards.
Oof.
That one I was like, I was just trying to make a football play.
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Two plays later, bang
Erik
eight.
Moles, bang eight.
Strike up the band, turnover on offense. They score again. Yo. Austin, when there's 80,000 people in Reliance Stadium, all eyes are on one, me, spotlight, just sitting there like,
dang,
how the hell did you do, Jay, what the, the whole time you thinking, why did you do that? Why did you, whatchamacallit? And I will tell you this, when they say the second guy gets caught, the dude told me, mm-hmm. the other ref saw it. But they won't overturn it. So the ump saw that I was the second guy. The guy there came in and did it. So Peerless didn't get the third down, but he jumped up and got in Kenny Wright's face. So, you know, I was like, I came over there popping. Boom, got me. And that was back when they wouldn't let you say anything to each other. 15 yards. I'm like,
you were really working on
it. Hey, Gary Walker, look, Seth Payne. Don't ever get mad. He never got mad at me. He going off on me, right? Jamie Sharper saying something to me. And the worst is Gary Walker, because he mad he got to go out and work harder. Next play, 15-yard penalty. I can't win for losing, right? End up, I didn't even really play good that game. I played okay. Even if I played good, that just.
That 30 yards right. Back-to-back
point. And you know what's worse? You know what's fun? The game started out great. Past the fence, a couple tackles for loss, doing my thing. We win and blankly blank. You know, everything. I just want to beat them.
You go from hype wolfing to mad.
Not wolfing. Even wolfing, just kind of doing my thing and just, you know, and then it went through a lull. Then I needed to crank the intensity back up.
You got found me. Your boy.
Got me. And the whole, when I tell you, the whole stadium. And I remember driving home, man. I'll never forget this.
Houston fans looking in your windows, you're driving home.
I called my mom crying like a baby. I remember being, it was like 610 radio. It was hotline. Get him out of here. He's a wild man. Beep. Get him out of here. Dom Capers, you either cut him or you need to be fired. Hey, needless to say, I think by 8 o'clock that night, I already knew I had to go in and see Dom. I'm like, am I dead man walking? And the worst part, here's the worst part about it. We had a bye week.
Oh, no.
It was a bye week.
Yeah.
I had to
sit on that.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what. That sent my career on a path to heights based on that. Because you got to really deal with some adversity internally. You had to, there was a lot of self-
Awesome. My conversations.
Man, I know brothers are looking at me like, you still here? Yeah, I'm still here. You still starting? Yeah, I'm still starting.
What you going to do about it?
You better show me something. And that's what Gary Walker said. You better show me something next game. I was on it then after that. So anyways, we'll take a quick break. Hopefully we won't get booed in the quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.